Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, Trillville Thursday. Noon hour straight ahead, 45 straight minutes of football. NFL first, college second. We'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40 as well. You know how you know Joe Patrick's incredibly talented? Because he's up there at the Terry Fontenot press conference just peppering him with the questions that need to be asked.
Yes.
And still doing updates.
I know, man.
He's still doing sports
flashes.
He's a man of many hats.
And he's feeling himself, so I would not be shocked if he's out on with us at 1:20. There's no telling with Joe what's going to happen with Joe Patrick today. And rightfully so. You know, he's big time in it. His Buckeyes play tomorrow. He might be headed to Dallas.
I hope not, because it's supposed to be pretty crazy down there, they said, weather-wise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're worried about people's transportation getting to that game and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. I also give love to the people on the West Coast, man. And, you know, as far as, you know, my wife's from there. You know, they're fine. You can see it from mom's restaurant, you know, but it said they didn't have to evacuate or anything like that. Talk to my sister, you know, just the smoke and everything around their house and stuff. But, it was crazy because I was telling you, my brother-in-law, he works at night, and like the previous night he was driving and sent a video. The winds were so bad that like he was down in the valley and it blew over trees into the road and everything. So that brush fire, them winds and that fire, man, it just spreads like it does, and saw so many people losing their house up in that area.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
I mean, it's insane. Look, and then obviously, hopefully, they can get it taken care of before it spreads too much further, man. And too many more people are displaced and all that. Obviously, this is not the most important thing, but it also may impact the NFL weekend as well. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, but you had a game years ago when you were playing with the Dolphins. You guys were supposed to play there, right?
Yes.
And it got moved because of wildfires.
Yes, because we played. It was Junior Seau's return back to San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And we knew that there were brush fires out there in San Diego. I think Freaky might have been out there or had a house somewhere out there.
Oh, I'm sure Freaky was involved somehow.
So we're actually, it was a Monday night game. We flew out Sunday, obviously. We get to San Diego, and when we're landing, we're flying through black smoke. You know, right around the airport. We get there. We land in San Diego. Obviously, Junior had us all over to his restaurant and everything. And so while we were there, we get the notification that it's a possibility that they're going to have to move the game because of the fires around the stadium, because how San Diego State is down in that canyon and everything. And so, hell, we found out Sunday night that we were going to have to go play in Arizona.
So
we woke up Monday morning, jumped on a plane, and we flew to Arizona.
Played Monday?
Yep.
Monday. That's crazy. Monday.
And so, more than likely, I don't know how it's going to be, because they are hosting a playoff game out there.
And that's in L.A.
And it's in L.A. Right. And so
it's Monday, at least.
It's Monday. Yeah. And so, but the place they'll go is probably they'll end up going to Arizona to play this game.
Yeah, that's what it is. They would go to Phoenix and play at State Farm Stadium. They would still play on Monday, so they'd have to make that decision.
Right.
But look, obviously, hopefully that doesn't happen, because that would mean that they got it contained by then and everything was under control. But yeah, crazy, crazy stuff out there. We're dealing with cold weather here. Like we just said, it might be wild in Texas for that game. It's just a lot of stuff going on, man.
Yeah, man.
Just stay safe out there. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle, every single day to kick off the noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. This is interesting, because this is something that that Mark Schlereth brought up yesterday, and I always, you know, he makes great points. Don't always agree with everything, but he makes great points, and usually they're pretty well reasoned. Derrick Henry kind of had the alternative thought process on Lamar.
Yes.
He was like, hey, man, don't blame Lamar because I'm good.
I know.
I mean, you can put anybody by Lamar and they're going to have a hell of a year. That's just the type of player he is. Moxie says, shouldn't knock his or, you know, vice versa. Lamar, main reason why I came here, you know, to play with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Been seeing all the chatter about who said it, you know, celebrating the two with him and Josh Allen. They both had a hell of a year this year. So, you know, I feel like Lamar, in his case, I thought his stats can be even better. You know, I feel like he's the best player in the league. It's only going to get better from here, but I don't feel like what I've done shouldn't hurt him. You know, I feel like he's helped me.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, this is Lamar's best year. You know, he's been out. This is
2-time MVP.
41 touchdown.
41-4.
Four interceptions. Four damn interceptions. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude has been unbelievable all year. Josh Allen's been all, you know, I'm all for doing the Peyton Manning, the great Steve McNair. I'm for that. I'm for that. Just split it.
Split it.
Just split it, man. Whatever.
Favre and Barry Sanders split one time.
Whatever, man.
But just do it. But if two guys have great years, split it.
Yeah, but I mean, Zay Flowers isn't playing this game, and we know the history. This is a rivalry, and Pittsburgh's had their number. They're talking, you know, it's all this stuff coming about Mike Tomlin. And if I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I adore the fact that Mike Tomlin has had a winning record and all that, but I'm tired of hearing it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice and everything.
We haven't won a playoff game.
We haven't won a playoff game in 8 years.
16.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it.
We haven't made a deep playoff run in a while.
And he's a hell of a football coach. Yeah. But sometimes it runs its course. It's been 18 damn years.
Yeah, it does.
It runs its course. Now, will he be, like, hired the next day? Yeah. By a team? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's that good of a head coach. But yeah, I think what Baltimore is it's like the offense is always going to be on the quarterback. Todd Monken has not got to stay in what makes him successful because they went completely away from him. There's no – I mean, obviously, this is the damn Kansas City Chiefs. But they went away from everything they did all season last year against the Chiefs in the playoffs. They better not do it this year.
I feel like Lamar's numbers have been slept on a little bit, the ones that you just mentioned. You know who's – I mean, Saquon went over 2,000, so he got a lot. Like, Derrick Henry had 1,900 yards rushing this year.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes.
It worked out so perfect. All of those situations did.
But what
– They all worked out great.
How did not – I'm trying to figure this out. Who doubted that the Derrick Henry move
Nobody.
Wasn't going to work?
Nobody doubted that it was going to work. It's it's just amazing when all of the – like, Saquon to the Eagles were like, man, if he could stay healthy, that's going to be insane. It was 2,000 yards. Derrick Henry to the Ravens, everyone's like, well, that makes perfect sense. Like, that's just going to be a cheat code. And it was. Guy had 1,900 yards, and Lamar went 41-40.
Yes.
The Josh Jacobs had an incredible year. Like, a lot of the, I don't know, I'm hopeful that maybe some of this changes the narrative about running backs and the contracts and that kind of stuff.
10 of the 16 teams in the playoffs right now all had 1,000-yard rushing.
I mean.
Yeah, I think it's 10 of the 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a good run game. You need to be able to rely on your running backs, especially in the playoffs. That said, I think the Ravens are going to beat the hell out of the Steelers.
This looks like it.
I just don't. Yeah, man.
It seems like it.
Whatever has been going on with the Steelers offensively, just fix that going into the playoffs.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. That doesn't seem like a good one. What about the Chargers and the Texans? Texans are not playing well.
I know it was a home playoff game and everything like that, but Jim Harbaugh has the one thing that travels. He can run the football, has a very good quarterback, and a rough-ass defense. And the day the Texans blocked somebody for C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long year for C.J. Now, he hasn't played great either.
He hasn't. But yeah.
Part of it is because they don't protect for him at all. That'd be pretty wild, man. Like, Harbaugh goes there in the first year. Obviously, they're already so much better than they've been. They're 11-6, and that's with plenty of issues. Like, they don't even have pass catchers. They're going to get that taken care of, hopefully, with some free agency and some draft. To win a playoff game in year one, after all the talent the Chargers have had for years and the inability to do it with that coach, like,
crazy.
Coaching is, it matters.
Yeah, it does.
And
he's one of the best.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it. Been pretty consistently good at it everywhere he's gone. Bill Belichick's pretty good at it, too. Right now, he's the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Reportedly, teams in the NFL want to talk to him.
Yeah. Why y'all want to talk to him this year?
Yeah. What was going on last year? Like, what is it now that he's – is it like the ring on your finger kind of thing?
It definitely is, though.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
like,
man.
You could be the ugliest dude ever, but you got a ring on your finger, ladies are going to see it and start talking to you?
Unless you look like us.
Well, I know. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is when you look like us and you got a ring on your finger.
Hey.
You got to fight them off.
Yeah, man. That's why I don't go to grocery stores no more.
I can't go in public.
Hey, I don't go to grocery stores, man. Yeah. Can't go to the grocery store. Can't go to Planet Fitness. None of that.
I know. It's like prime Michael
meat
Jackson.
Market. It's a meat market, man.
I don't know. Best example of that was. Anyway, Bill Belichick can't interview with any of these teams.
No,
right? Like, he can't.
No,
don't even entertain it.
Don't entertain it. Because if he does, and even if he don't get the job,
that would be the disaster.
Yes.
If you interview with an NFL team and don't get the job,
yes.
How do you go back to Chapel Hill at that point?
He's Bill Belichick. He don't care.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm with you though. I saw this. You remember we talked about striking when the iron's hot and everything? As you're a coach, I saw that. Iowa State's head coach, Matt Campbell, interview. Because remember, 3 years ago, he was the name.
He was.
He was the name, and then all of a sudden, Iowa State fell off a little bit. He brought. I think
they were, in the Big 12 championship game this year.
That's what happened. It went back up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think Matt Campbell's a hell of a football coach. I really, really do. But, yeah, the thing about, you were talking out there about the Bears. I like Poles, but I hope he's not a general manager that won't hire a great coach because he wants to be in charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
The only reason I said that is because I saw they were interviewing the offensive coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals. Like, really?
Yeah. Really? With all the names that they've had through there to interview, if you make that kind of hire, that's like, oh, okay, you just want to make sure you have the upper hand kind of thing. Because, like, you know, not to say that you can't work in partnership with some of these guys, but like if they hire Pete Carroll, Pete Carroll's the face of that organization and Caleb and whoever and all that kind of stuff. But like you hire a veteran head coach who's been there and won before, like that guy has a lot of sway as far as decisions go. Yeah, I don't know anything about Ryan Poles as far as his personality goes, but anyone who would make a decision like that is would be
him. Yeah, man.
You probably don't need that job.
News work coming out of, you talked about it, the 49ers. You mentioned it. Brock Purdy said he wants to get an extension done quickly so he can participate in offseason activities. So Brock, like, I ain't got my dough, I ain't coming.
Yeah. Brock Purdy wants to get an extension done quickly so he can get a signing bonus and he can buy a big ass house.
No, yes. Because don't he got roommates still?
Yeah. He's the last draft pick.
Like, I'm starting quarterback of an NFL team that goes to the Super Bowl. And you got a damn roommate.
Yeah, they're splitting rent.
Yeah, man.
He's trying to track this guy down for the cable bill.
And you know, John.
I don't know if he has a roommate or not.
He had a roommate.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, John Lynch is, you know, his end of the year presser says that he wants Debo back. Mm-hmm. He wants Trent Williams back.
All right.
All right.
You know, that's all going to cost.
You know what it's going to cost?
The one thing I will say about the 49ers is they're not going to do it just because everyone's like, well, you have to. He did this. No. They drafted a quarterback number 3 overall. And didn't play him.
Yep.
Like, no other team would have done that.
Nobody else would have had their job.
If they don't believe in Brock Purdy, they're not going to pay him.
No.
They believe in themselves.
They're not going to pay him. And then, you know, but it's always like the, even one of my favorite, Uno Nuno. That's Kyle. That's Kyle right there.
And he's earned it.
Nuno.
Almost completely, but he's earned it.
Yeah.
I mean, a really good coach. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some college football playoff look-aheads. We'll let you hear what James Franklin said about everyone being in a conference as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game midday show. Andy and Randy with you here. Truebill Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. A bunch of different stuff to get into there as Terry Fontenot had his end-of-season press conference up there at Flowery Branch. A little bit of Kirk Cousins, I don't want to say news, but kind of an interesting Kirk Cousins quote, which we'll get to at 1 o'clock. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us. He was, of course, there for the press conference. Talked to him at 1:20 about Falcons season come to an end. Obviously talked to him about Ohio State as well, as he's got to be pretty fired up for that football game tomorrow night. Wrap things up with an AMA, as we always do.
What about the game last night, dude?
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good basketball game.
It was a good game. Watched all of that. Then I caught the first half of the Spurs game. I think I turned it off right after Wimby hit that crazy-ass-looking shot from Giannis. I was like, what the hell was that? Like, oh, what the hell was that?
Everything about his – I mean, it's obviously incredible, but, like, it's just so unlike anything that you've seen.
Right.
Like, the mannerisms, the movement, all of it is so – weird looking.
Yeah.
Just a big ass stick figure who can get buckets.
Yeah.
It's so
I like
weird.
How Giannis is like, I got him.
Yeah.
Because Giannis is big
as hell.
He's
one of the few guys who can stack up
to him. But yeah, that was good. But yeah, I was like, damn, Donovan Mitchell was struggling. And yet they went out there and won that damn basketball game, man. Cleveland is, because they're very talented. They're well coached.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this
That's
yesterday.
That's a big difference, yeah.
Atkinson, he probably sat down Donovan and Garland. Hey fellas, I understand. Y'all button heads, blah, 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 blah. For us to be good, I need y'all to do this. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're doing it.
Yep.
And then we talk about Mowgli. For him to get Mowgli and Big Dog to play together at the same time and be as effective as they are, because you got two rim protectors at all on the floor, and then you got a bucket getter, you got Garland who can shoot. I mean, you got everything you need. And that's why somewhere they're on pace for 73 wins.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. They're 32-4. they just won their 11th in a row last night because they beat the Thunder, who had won 15 in a row. Kinda asterisk. They did lose the in-season tournament championship, but that doesn't count against your regular season record. So they haven't actually
won. It counts if you win.
Yeah, they didn't win it.
No, hold on. if you lose in the tournament, it don't go towards your record?
No, it doesn't count as a regular. No, I think in the semifinal and the final.
Oh,
not actually a regular season game.
Okay.
So they've won 15 in a row, but there was a loss in the middle there because they lost the in-season tournament championship. Whatever. Both these teams are really good. Both these teams are on pace to win more than 70 games. And we kind of talked about this yesterday. Brian Windhorst said it this morning on ESPN, sort of as a, you know, an argument for the regular season being 82 games and people taking it seriously and all that kind of stuff. That was high-level basketball last night between two teams that cared a lot in January. The argument is, you know, our guys giving it their all for all of those games and all that stuff. Those guys were last night. They wanted to win that game last night.
Yes, they did.
That game was fantastic. And it came down to the end of it. I will say this, like, the Thunder, as good as they are, it's going to be helpful when they get Chet back.
Yeah,
because they had a hard time. I mean, SGA can only do so much at all times, and he played great last night. But nice to have a secondary score. I know Jalen Williams is a really nice player, had 25 last night, but nice to have a guy who can kind of get his own buckets in those in those late game crunch time minutes, because the Cavs have a bunch of them. Like, the Cavs didn't take a bad shot in the fourth quarter.
No.
Like, they just run beautiful offense and move the ball until they get an open look, and they make it a lot of the time, and play pretty good defense, too. Like you said, with Mobley and Allen playing the way they are, protecting the rim. That's why I said yesterday when you asked me which one of them you believe in, I said, I believe in both of them.
Yeah.
I think both those teams are incredible. If they aren't, then the regular season is a joke, right? If you're not incredible, you're not incredible at 32-4, then the regular season's a joke.
No, I was going to ask you something, but no, because I still think Boston. I would say are both of them head and shoulders the best team in each conference.
Think Boston probably gets them in seven, but that's not really like an insult,
right?
Boston's a defending champion, and they're incredible.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, because you look at the experience, Boston has that.
Mm-hmm.
Could I put Shea? Who would you put as a better player, Shea or Jason Tatum?
Shea.
Okay. I would go JT.
I
would go JT.
I think Shea's better. And plus, I don't know. I think he can do all of it. I think Jason Tatum's awesome. Like, this is that thing about Jason Tatum where, you know, like, it's not an insult to say you're a top 10 player but not a top 5 player.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like, you're still one of the best guys.
Right.
But, you know, probably why you didn't play that much in the Olympics, because there's a few guys that are better than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Shea started, even though it's for Canada.
Yeah, he started for Canada.
Yeah, but
if Shea was an American, I don't know what would have happened. Maybe he would have been on the bench with him. I'm really not sure. I really don't know what would have happened. But, all those guys are awesome. They're all going to be first, second, or third team in the NBA. They're all going to go to the conference finals.
They're all going
to
get the Supermax.
And they're all going to make $350 million a year.
It's so crazy because we've got, you know, McAfee. They're doing we might talk about the Orange Bowl. My man Drew's on here, right? Drew Rosenhaus. And the picture that he has is his brother, though. I'm like,
wait, that little headshot on the bottom is
that's
not
Jason.
Drew. That's not Drew Rosenhaus.
No, that's Jason. That's his brother.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I'm like, that's not Drew. That's Jason.
It's always funny. That's weird. It's always funny when they misidentify an athlete.
Oh,
it's like, come on, guys.
No, that's not
him. Or like somebody
him.
Gets fired and it's like, they don't even really look alike.
Man, that's not him.
Like, come on. Social media person or producer or something like that. Just do a quick Google search. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad mistake to make there. All right. So college football playoff starts tonight. We'll talk more about Ohio State and Texas tomorrow night. We might get to them here in a few minutes as well. But Notre Dame and Penn State play tonight in Miami. 7:30 kickoff. ESPN. Mike Conte will be there. I was thinking about this because Mike Conte obviously is the boss here at 92.9 The Game. We're trying to figure out all the logistics of tomorrow with the weather and all that kind of stuff. We won't be at the boat show, by the way, just to let folks know. If you're planning on coming down and seeing us tomorrow at the boat show, we're not going to be there. The boat show is still going on throughout the weekend, so we still encourage you to go down there and check it out at the Georgia World Congress Center, but we're not going to be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. Dukes and Bell will be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead today, getting ready for the college football playoffs, so go down there and see them today. But they won't be at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw tomorrow either. So pretty much any sort of extra stuff that we had planned for tomorrow isn't happening, which means Mike Conte is having to figure out all the logistics, which means Mike Conte is not thinking about tonight's football game.
No, Mike,
which is good.
Yeah, well, that's what the ball. I mean, Mike still has to work. Obviously, like you said, we got a lot of moving parts as far as all the shows tomorrow, where they're going to be at, is because of the storm and different things like that. But, you know, he's a nervous wreck right now because Mike.
No, I'm saying that's why it's good that he's focused on figuring out the snowstorm.
He's always nervous, but he don't have time to be nervous.
He's taking his mind off.
But the thing about it is, how much longer does he have before that kicks back in?
I know.
You know, because
books a hotel room and cancels the broadcast, and then he goes back to being nervous.
He's down there. He's not down there by the stadium, but he's down there where most people are going to be, right there at the Hard Rock Casino and everything. That's where I'm assuming both fan bases and everything are. Mm-hmm. And where he was describing where his hotel is, he's right there. And so, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun because these brands. And I know, you know, everybody's always talking about, well, so-and-so networks want these teams in and everything. The networks are out damn ratings, right? And these are four blue-blood programs.
Yeah.
So these games are going to be fine.
No, you know, they're gonna
you got Notre Dame and frickin' Penn State, Texas versus Ohio State.
Like, I don't know what the – if they could come up with their dream Final Four, I don't know, but this is close.
This is close.
This is pretty close.
The brands of these teams and the eyeballs that are going to be on this, please.
I think the dream national championship with these four probably is –
Ohio State, Notre Dame.
You think so?
I think so.
I was going to say – I was going to say Texas and Notre Dame.
I know Notre Dame's in it.
Yeah, Notre Dame's in it.
Yeah, Notre Dame's in it.
For the dream scenario for the networks, Notre Dame's in it. Now – we don't have any stake in the network. We don't get any extra money if the ratings are high, so I don't think either one of us is too worried about that. Plus, also, the ratings are going to be really high.
Yes.
Who do you think is in it? Because I think Notre Dame's got a great chance.
I think Notre Dame has a great chance. I know that when we came in and we were talking to Mike, and I was like, yeah, I think Penn State can win this football game. And I still think Penn State can win the football game. I'm not saying that.
I think just
yesterday, and I know it's a coaching in the interview, I just really like this damn Marcus Freeman. I really, really do. I think this dude's a superstar coach in the making. I truly, truly do. And I think he's going to have his team ready tonight. I think – but the biggest thing is that they're going to – if they can't get the turnovers they got in Georgia, against Georgia, can they beat Penn State without
them? I don't know. Maybe. You know, maybe. Because I think that they're going to be able to –
because the turnovers were the biggest part in Georgia.
Oh, without – and the special teams
play. And the special teams
for
play.
Sure. But, yeah, those are kind of like – I don't want to say – obviously, every part of it is important, and they made the play and all that. But, like, that's kind of extra stuff that you hope happens, but you don't really count on.
Can you get those in this game?
Yeah, can you get those extra plays that swing the game?
Penn State has got to make Riley Leonard throw the ball.
And I think Notre Dame has got to make Drew Aller throw the ball.
I agree with that.
I think that's kind of the crux
of it. Who do you have faith? Because, I mean, Penn State has the ultimate X factor. Mm-hmm. They're tight end. Mm-hmm. They're tight end, and he don't line up in line. You know what I mean? This dude is everywhere. He might throw a pass tonight, Andy. They're going to do everything they can. They hand the football. Mm-hmm. They throw it to him. They let him throw. You know, and so how does Notre Dame go about combating it? Ain't no way in the hell he gets single coverage tonight.
No.
Ain't no way in the hell Warren's getting single coverage tonight.
No, and because of that, they're going to have to find, like you said, creative ways to get the ball in his hands.
Yes.
Because if healthy Abdul Carter's the best player in
the game. He's the best player in the game.
Tyler Warren's the best offensive player in the game.
Yes.
Like, and they also play for the same team, so that's helpful.
Yes.
And I don't know about Abdul Carter's health. Obviously, Jeremiah Love, the running back for Notre Dame, we don't know about that either.
He's playing.
Oh, they're both going to play.
They're
both going to play. But, yeah, I mean, these guys go to the press conference and tell us that they're great and all that stuff. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Gamesmanship. They want the other guy to think that he's great.
Well, I
have no idea how healthy they are.
This to me, what's the line on the end?
One,
okay. I can see
it. Notre Dame by one?
Notre Dame by one. I can see it somewhere in that area. I say no more than three. No more than three. Maybe a last-second field goal or something like that. I think this is going to be a damn slugfest.
No, I do too.
I think it's going to be a damn slugfest. And I think the quarterback that, when he has to throw the ball, can make the play, that team wins it.
Yeah, and I think Notre Dame was kind of able to do that against Georgia because of the inexperience at quarterback. They just stacked the box and said, we dare you, and it didn't work out. I think Aller's just been in so many more games. Doesn't have a ton of guys to throw to, but he's got Warren to throw to. And just kind of looking at the run defense. Penn State's got a significantly better run defense statistically
than Notre Dame has. No, Penn State's defense is rough.
They're rough as hell. They're very good.
But the thing, they get after you and do those things like that. And obviously, you know, we talk about the intangible, the turnovers, special teams, all those. I know how good Penn State special teams are. I know how good Notre Dame's is, you know. But, yeah, but I think whatever quarterback can make plays on. And I'm telling you, I think Notre Dame defensive coordinator is one of the best in the country. If he lets Warren beat him.
You also think about
– man, whoever the OC is for Penn State needs to maybe get some looks.
We think about coaching and big moments late in games.
I trust Marcus Freeman.
Oh, yeah. He earned it. In that Georgia game, all the little stuff he did in the second half.
I trust Marcus Freeman.
And how could you not? Because James Franklin, time and time again.
Coach Hot Sauce. Don't be saucy today.
Don't make Mike call him a Coach Hot Sauce tomorrow. Make Mike Conte happy. Get the win. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us on Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We'll let you hear from Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot as he met with the media for his season-ending press conference earlier today. Smoking Joe Patrick was there. We'll talk to him about that and more Falcons-related news at 1:20. We'll get to an AMA hour from now. Back page with Bo. Coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. Have you seen... Now, I'm not trying to say I invented it, but it's definitely something that I do, right? Mm-hmm. When Washington plays Oregon, I eat duck, right?
Yes.
You've seen everyone stealing my stuff?
Right.
You got the commercial where the guy shows up to the tailgate and he's got a duck, right? He's like, I'm going to make my famous roast duck.
Oh, no.
I was like, all right, that's my joke.
I haven't seen it.
And then Ohio State, after the game, in the locker room, post-game meal, roasted duck.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. I mean, it's fine. Whatever, I'm just saying. Like,
I think that's all on you.
Maybe a royalty or something.
I think that's all on you.
You know what I mean?
Like, how you eat duck after a game? Like, can I get like some Gatorade?
Well, you probably had some options. I mean, there's probably like various different options. That's a protein.
Can I get some Gatorade? No. Stop saying what it is when it's not that. Okay. Not, duck is not protein, all right?
Protein in duck?
No, it's not.
Why
it,
not?
It actually is not.
What?
It actually is not.
Am I wrong? There's not.
I think you are.
It's meat.
It's not meat. It's duck.
It's meat. It's chicken's meat.
It's because it's chicken. All right. I'm going against anything that I don't eat.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going against anything. It's probably high in fiber and all that.
But there's
stuff.
Definitely protein in duck.
I'm sure there is.
Okay.
I'm sure there is. But I don't believe it is. All right.
Duck meat is an excellent source of protein.
I have no doubt about that, Google guy.
You just said 45 seconds ago there's no protein in duck.
And then did you hear what I said? I said I say that because it's something I don't eat.
I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, I understand because this is a conversation we've had 100 different times about 100 different topics.
Yes.
But, like, anyway, they ate it in the locker room.
When's the last time you had the duck? 2 years ago, right?
No, November 7th, 2024.
I thought you got Peking.
Well, a couple years ago we did. We ordered that.
Okay.
I had the duck jerky this year.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah.
But I eat duck on game day.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're going to steal my stuff.
Do you eat duck randomly?
I'll eat it outside of just the Washington-Oregon game. Okay. I like duck. I think duck tastes good. I think it's good. It's greasy and delicious. But, yeah, I'll eat it. Not, like, all the time.
Right.
Like, I eat a lot of other stuff more often. But, yeah, I'll eat duck from time to time.
All right.
I just shout out to Ohio State. That's pretty solid.
But that is, that's pretty funny. I mean, that's like walking your trap and take over your trap. You know, but, I mean, y'all playing
on neutral field. We beat you by 1,000, and then we ate your mascot after the game.
is that what you call gamey?
No, I don't think
gamey meat.
I don't think so. I wouldn't call it gamey. It's like super greasy, like it's really, it's like really fatty and it's just delicious. Like, have you had it?
You know, there ain't no damn duck.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had it and you didn't like
it.
No, but that's why you're anti.
I'm always confused on
good.
I'm always confused on the word gamey. It tastes gamey. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know really exactly what that means.
That is a very strange.
This is like tough. It's like hard to chew.
Okay. Well, hell, so if I overcook a steak, is that gamey?
I would consider it more of a taste type. Like, people say venison is gamey.
Like, what does that mean?
It doesn't taste like chicken. How about that? Because a lot of other animal proteins do taste like chicken.
No, it doesn't.
Meat that tastes gamey, this is according to Google. Okay. I mean, this is how we're doing it. Meat that has a distinct flavor that's different from store-bought meat. So, like, game. Like, it tastes like it's...
been shot.
Yeah, like, that's what... Cause that's, like, wild... Animals are game,
doesn't
right? You're
like
game hunting, so it tastes like wild.
Okay.
So that's what they say when they're talking about
so
deer.
So bear's gamey?
Probably.
Okay.
I never had
antelope gamey?
Most likely.
Okay.
Deer gamey?
Deer's gamey?
Duck? No. Duck's greasy.
Okay. I'll just check.
Kangaroo was not gamey. It was rare and delicious.
Okay. All right. No problem. Just checking, because I heard people say, it's deer gamey. I'm like, the hell does that mean?
I wouldn't consider duck gamey. No, that's...
Don't you go out there and blast a duck?
Now, you can. Yeah, you can go duck hunting.
Yeah. And turkey. Well, turkey by turkey.
My oldest daughter.
But you can shoot a turkey,
avid
too.
Duck hunter.
That's like, awesome. I didn't know that.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah. God, that's great.
Oh, Isabella has put down deer more than I have in my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bow?
Huh?
A bow?
No, shotgun.
Shotgun, okay.
That's badass.
Or rifle. I think it's probably actually a rifle.
God, that's badass. That's so great. All right, let's get... Let's get Bo in here. He's already in here. Let's introduce him. That's so badass.
Yeah, it is.
He's out there hunting animals. Gamey isn't a bad taste. It's just the intensity of the flavor, something that you might like.
Yeah. Doesn't taste like chicken.
Sometimes people use it negatively, but it doesn't have to be.
No, it's, yeah.
People like the taste.
Because venison is called gamey because it tastes different than other stuff.
And I like
delicious.
Venison. I think it tastes good.
Yeah, one of my one of Isabella's favorite Christmas presents that she got was like 2 years ago. She got a shotgun.
That's great.
So y'all have heard the movie Sharknado. Have you ever seen the movie Sharknado?
My kids used to love it.
With
Steve from Dino 2.
Yes.
Yeah,
Tara Reid.
My kids love it. Yes,
so turns out Sharknado is not quite as far-fetched as once seemed, as Florida is something very similar right now, only it's not sharks. It's iguanas.
Huh?
There are literally iguanas falling from the sky in Florida right now.
Yeah.
So apparently iguanas go into like a vegetative state whenever they get really cold.
Okay.
And they freeze up and it's kind of a hibernation, but when it thaws out, they're fixed. They don't stay frozen for the entire winter or anything like that. But yeah, they just sit there and they freeze and they fall from trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like raining iguanas in Florida right now because it's actually also cold.
Dude.
Right now.
Iguanas are big.
Dude.
You don't want to get
They will break a windshield.
And the thing about it is, because I've seen them fall. But just
have you really?
That just to watch how you in the backyard chilling, and it's got daggone 4 foot iguana just like just moseying on by, not bothering nobody. Like you're like, because I'm talking about from head to his tail. It's like them things are so damn big.
A lot of them are huge, yeah.
And he's just sitting there like, why he ain't in no zoo?
Right. Like what's the threat level on that?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Why isn't he?
I'm gonna say zero.
Right.
Why isn't he in a zoo?
That's Florida though, right?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You never know what might wander through or fly over, how big it's going to be, and again, what the threat level is. It's like,
I'm just curious why his ass ain't in the zoo.
Well, you know, iguanas in Florida are non-native, and they're a little invasive. They're actually brought there.
Oh, where are they from?
But this is like the only country where iguanas are used as pets. Like in South America, they eat them.
Mm.
Like iguanas are a delicacy.
Interesting.
When we went on one of the tours, we went on our cruise to South America over the summer, the guy was talking about how they eat iguana and how they're delicious and all this.
Huh? No, you eat iguana because your ass is po. All right?
Is it?
Ass is po.
Or maybe
right?
They're just...
anything that's breathing outside of people, your ass cut up and eat.
Right. If it's walking around and you live near it.
Don't give it no delicacy.
Kill and eat it.
Your ass is po.
So the best thing about
this article.
You
think that's gamey?
Yeah.
It may be.
Your ass is po.
Probably tastes like alligator, right? I would assume.
Probably.
Kill me with
in
that.
The gator
or any other amphibian. Yeah.
Yeah.
So according to Joe Gonzalez from the Iguana Police, that is a thing. It's got a lane. If you capture an iguana in your own yard and don't move it anywhere, that's fine. If you relocate it, you're essentially taking your problem and dumping it somewhere else. This can have legal consequences.
It should.
It is illegal to move or to relocate an iguana in Florida.
Really?
Yes.
So if it's out there, you can't move it. Like
Florida law classifies iguanas as non-native, and relocating or releasing them is considered illegal. Isn't that crazy?
What, they're going to go tell?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's true. You probably could get away with it as long as you didn't snitch on yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, are there cops out there looking for people releasing iguanas in the wild?
There's no. Yeah, they probably are.
I had a friend in middle school who had a pet iguana, and they would just kind of let it go. Like, they would just let it wander their house, which I didn't like. Like, you'd just be at their house sometimes, and then an iguana would walk in.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't
on where to use the bathroom?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know.
I would never tell nobody how to do anything in their house. I like, cats and dogs, that's your house, whatever. But I had a buddy. I had a pod that had them ferrets.
Mm.
I can't. Them little things, you can keep them. You can keep them.
Yeah.
You can keep a little ferret.
I'm not an exotic animal.
Yeah. You can keep them.
We're good.
And that's it.
Maybe a goldfish, if need be.
And that's it.
But that's about it.
Speaking of Florida, the numbers are in for the very first viewing evening of TGL. 3.2 million viewers. It was the most viewed sporting event on Tuesday night. Of course, they just went up against a bunch of basketball games, so it's, you know, it's not like it was NFL or...
Hawks were playing Jazz that night.
Yeah, well, TGL got more viewers.
Can't believe
got more viewers than the
Hawks. Tuesday's a good night to have it, for sure.
Yeah, because there's usually nothing on that night.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a good night.
So, I'm sure y'all have seen the internet dorks who actually thought that the Kansas City Chiefs didn't play any of their starters on Saturday, so they would lose on purpose so they wouldn't have Bengals in the event that the Bengals made the playoffs.
What a – I love me some Joe Burrow. I do. But that he did – that when was that? In 2020? Or something when they beat the –
Yeah, like, in the playoffs.
Ain't nobody ever hung on to a playoff win longer than the damn Bengals have.
That's all they got.
Longer than
now, they did go to the – they went to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's all they got.
So Travis Kelce spoke on this on New Heights, and apparently he's a big Mortal Kombat fan too because he brings up Mortal Kombat several times.
Well, alleging that it was a purposeful letting get your ass
kicked. I ain't scared of nobody.
I'm not alleging this.
I wanted him in the playoffs.
I'm not alleging this.
I want to slay every dragon one by one. I don't even want this to be like we play the – give me the best teams.
I'm dragons Travis, in Mortal Kombat?
I'm just telling you what
AFC, NFC. Give me all of them, this. Mortal
people,
Kombat style. I'll go through every – one of them, just giving them my best effort.
People
I ain't scared of a single soul, man.
You didn't want to see the Bengals in Burrowhead or in Cincinnati.
I'll play them at the Walmart parking lot. I don't give a we can have our own game in the offseason.
Hey, now the logo for Mortal Kombat
is
was
a dragon. Yeah,
but I don't recall.
Liu Kang turns into a dragon for one of his fatalities.
Got it. Okay,
and like chop somebody in half.
I ain't played Mortal Kombat ever. No, I'm sorry. I had it on Game Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I had it on Game Boy.
I never had it because my mom wasn't gonna. She's like, "That's too violent. You can't have that." But those fatalities,
A B A C A B B,
like that was next level.
It was, especially when the game
brutality
evolved.
When you were a kid.
Oh yeah, it was great.
You'd like finish him, and then you'd bite his face off or something like that. Like that was pretty crazy.
Even the very first like 8-bit Mortal Kombat, where you could like take somebody's. Rip their spleen out.
Rip their spine out
That's
of their body.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that one?
Yeah. Finish him.
Good old blood code, man.
Finish him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it was on Game Boy.
Yeah, no, I did. I had some friends that would have it on Sega Genesis.
Oh, it might have been Sega
Genesis. Yeah, man. I had
the first one. I had the first Mortal Kombat. We never had it again. But yeah, I think that was it.
We had Street Fighter. And I never liked Guile, but then when the movie came out, Jean-Claude Van Damme was Guile. I was like, well, all right, I'll just be Guile now then.
So they get the guy from Belgium. I never understood that. They got the guy from Belgium to play the general in the United States Army. Accent and all.
I got a question, because I've never seen did Jean-Claude Van Damme do the splits?
Probably.
Because he has to do
I
a split.
He probably did.
He has to do the splits in every movie. Every movie has to do
between chairs, and he's training like that.
Every movie Jean-Claude has to do the splits.
Favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Bloodsport.
Bloodsport's the best.
Yes.
Kickboxer also awesome.
Bloodsport.
Worst Jean-Claude Van Damme movie from that era?
What was the one with Dennis Rodman? Double Money?
Oh, yeah.
Double something.
Double Take.
Then there was Double Impact, where he was his own twin brother.
That's not Double Take? Is that Double Take? Who was that?
Okay, that also was terrible.
That was horrible itself. But, I liked it when he was his twin.
The one where he was his own twin?
Yeah, I liked that one. Okay. When he was his twin.
No, that was...
Cyborg was pretty bad. Yeah,
Cyborg was bad. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, the St. Browns got Jameson Williams on their podcast the other day, and Jameson Williams is talking about his diet, I guess you could say this is.
I put the McFlurry on the McDouble.
The ice cream?
A little couple scoops. Boom.
On the burger.
Yeah.
What the?
On the McDouble.
You're lying.
All right.
What's the other one, bro? Keep going. With them hot Cheetos.
That's Rotel, bro. You've never had Rotel before.
No, Rotel is delicious.
Rotel is just like hamburger meat and cheese, bro. It's just nachos. I just put it on the hot Cheetos.
What do you mean? What do you mean put ice cream on a burger, bro? What do you mean?
Like he takes the McFlurry. McFlurry burger, opens it, and like ketchup.
I hate this podcast so much.
Yeah, ketchup juice still on.
I don't know, but all they do is say bruh every 5 seconds.
It irritates me.
God, it irritates me.
Who is this? The St. Browns.
Oh, yeah.
But it was Jameson Williams. So ketchup and stuff still on the burger, McFlurry with Oreos.
Yeah.
Not sure if I can go that far.
Nah, I'm going to stick with duck.
I'm going to stay away from all that. So you put, you know what? I don't even care.
Do it while you can.
Do it while you can.
Because someday, you're not going to want to eat like that.
You know what movie I watched yesterday, Buck? And I don't know what made me watch it. I watched that Lil Boosie movie when himself, like going from Lil Boosie, like Shawty Boosie to
Boosie Badass.
Yeah, Boosie Badass.
The evolution?
Yeah, man.
How was it? It was like a documentary?
Basically, it was a movie. It was a Boosie movie. Yeah, well, it was on Tubi.
So is this like a scripted movie with actors?
Yes. And oh boy.
Why'd you watch that?
I don't know.
There had to be something else.
Oh, no. I just finished rewatching The Wire, and I didn't want to watch none of my new stuff.
So you went from the best thing ever made to maybe the worst thing ever made in the same day. That's pretty good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.